Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's May 30th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 10, verse 2. And verse 2 reads, "Then he said to them, 'The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" This statement from Jesus seems to me to be as true today as it was when he spoke it. What's interesting is the laborers have increased, but so has the harvest. In Christ's time, he had his 12 apostles, plus it says that he sent out 72 additional laborers, and they spread out from Israel, and we know where some of them traveled to. Israel, the surrounding Middle Eastern countries, Rome, Africa. So, the laborers in this world have increased since the time of those 84 being sent out. But again, so has the harvest. We now have a worldwide harvest, and thankfully, the ability to reach them.
Yeah, and we have no excuse when it comes to preaching the gospel to any person in any location almost. We can travel anywhere or give money to those missionaries that are going. Even language isn't a barrier these days because we have technology that translates language for us. And the only thing that holds us back is our comfort or cowardice, our fear of how awkward the conversation could be. And why is it so hard to strike up conversation about the gospel? Maybe because we have to bring up sin and we live in a culture where we have to now explain what sin is in the first place, and even to Christians. We have to convince people there is a God too. It's not something you hear about in the New Testament. They had signs proving their message then, but Jesus did say that those who seek after a sign in order to believe are a wicked generation. So we can't say signs are necessary in order for people to believe. We have to trust the gospel message alone as the power of God unto salvation. As Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." So signs are not the power or our eloquent speech. We simply preach and trust God to do what only He can do, open their minds to understand.
Yep. So though time has passed and the world has become accessible, this prayer must still be prayed. We must pray this prayer just as the apostles did in their time. Like Nikki said, let us not pray, though, for laborers while we are refusing to work. The prayer for more laborers must include you and I, all of us. So as the harvest increases, the laborers must also increase. What's interesting is Jesus knows that it must increase, yet he isn't adding more workers himself. He puts it in our hands. He tells us to pray for more. And this is really a part of the mystery of God and prayer. He knows what we need, when we need it, and how to get it better than we do. Yet, he desires us to ask. So we ask.
Our psalm of the day comes from Psalms 30:11. "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness."
And our proverb comes from Proverbs 30, verse 5 and 6. "Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, lest he rebuke you and you be found a liar." And I'll end praying for you, Psalms 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.